Well, Lord, bless your heart. Really great here this morning. Now, Lord, we've come together. Oh, how wonderful. It's a miracle that we're still here on the earth preaching the gospel according to how mankind and what is occurring. But you have a certain time and a certain amount. And when the last one comes in the body of the elect, Lord, we're gone. It's going to be close. Now touch thy people, Lord, helping them in every way that you can. And let the anointing come into their life and help them with wisdom and knowledge what to do with all the confrontations they face today, Lord. And let the Holy Spirit move, stirring up the gifts, stirring up the anointing and power in their life and the faith, Lord. Touch the new ones. Touch all the people, even those that are here all of the time and those that traveled here, Lord. Bless them together. Give the Lord a hand clap. Almost. Okay. All right. Now, you go ahead and be seated. He almost got on my message a while ago. You know, we have a tremendous amount of prophecies and so forth, and he started swung me back into these kind of messages. And I'm going to preach this here and just see how it goes, because he gave it to me going up the stairs as I was going home. And then I got back to it, I think, a day or two later, because I've been doing a lot of other stuff. Now, you listen real close here, and the Lord will bless you. You know, I noticed, I never seen such a spirit, not only in Phoenix around, but all over the world and all over the nation, by the letters people write me, and pastors and different ones about people and so forth. And you can tell it all over the world, a kind of a spirit has got a hold of them, even into the real body of Christ. Satan is trying to tear it down, bring it down in there with a spirit. You know, yesterday they had what they called a big victory, you know, a celebration about the war. And even before it started, they're trying to tear it down, and that was, you know, different things. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's war, that's what they're doing. But what I see in the victory, it's okay. But you know what? Every one of them should have had a sign on until the Lord Jesus Christ for getting them out of that mess over there. It was God got them out of there, and it was the Lord that protected those men, and you know, by prayer here. And he protected them. And the day the Lord is showing this, it's all right if they want to, you know, thankful for the victory, but all of it should go to the Lord completely. Even the president should completely turn it over to the Lord in a situation like that. But we're living another day now, you see. It was once when George Washington used to pray for victory, and Abraham Lincoln and different ones. It was a different era of time and so forth like that. And it just seemed like that the whole thing, see. But he's showing us a nation and what's occurring that one day, and it won't be too long either, that the United States is not going to be get out easy. Some of the war is coming in Armageddon. They'll have to go through that one, you see. And now's the time to give God the glory. Do you believe that? As I say, if they want to celebrate and be thankful, that's all right. But we should have seen a lot more about God in there. But, you know, let's get to this. What I was going to bring you know, listen, even in that, the downer spirits of the night before, so forth, run it all down. Now, we get to this here. The downer. You know, Sunday, we had a couple powerful messages that were given in here. And coming back around, I've been working on films and everything, not giving it too much of a thought, except I know that God sent the word out. And coming around to Wednesday night, there was about 30% that was kind of a downer spirit. I didn't call it that at first. Kind of a downer one among the people in there. And you could tell it. And so as I turned a corner and I was going up the stairs, I told the Lord. I said, Lord, you know, sometimes you just preach your heart out. And hundreds of sermons, and sometimes, you know, and it's old Satan, you know, he knows that. And I was going up the stairs, and I said, Lord, it's kind of like they're trying to make either I or you are an amateur, I don't know which. And the Lord said to me just as plain, as I reached about the third step from the top, he said, you run into the downer spirit. I've run into it often when I was ministering in the flesh. The downer spirit is the name of this. You know, anybody, it can happen to anybody. And they can get down in the doldrums, they get down in the dumps. But you don't want to live there, because if you do, you'll take on an oppressive spirit. Pretty soon you'll have a depressed spirit, and pretty soon old Satan will take that, and you can't get out of it. How many of you realize that? The downer spirit, and pretty soon he began to put it together for me there. Now this planet is dominated by fear. It's dominated by the downs. No trust. They don't trust anybody, see? The churches and the people are dominated by fear, and the same thing. All over this planet now. It's Satan at work. He's got a job to do, and he's trying to get to the people to get it done. Now, you can get embroiled in life's problems. You can create your own snare. And finally, you can weave a downer spirit that'll keep pulling you down and down. Now, where also did that spirit come from? Now, let's see right here what we got here. You see, you have no joy. It'll take it out of there the deeper you go. You have no rest. It'll steal that from you. You have no happiness. It'll curtail that into the blues and take you on out there. And that's not God. How many of you believe that? When it continues like that, Jesus, the Bible says, healed all who were oppressed and downtrodden. How many of you believe that? And be careful, because it can slip in. It can happen to anybody. But if you allow it to stay there, you know, then it'll get a hold of you. You know, sometimes around the first of the month, that was right after the first of the month, people are faced with bills, and unexpected bills sometimes. And they're expected, but that's not all that causes that. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not fun to get those extra bills either. But you know what? You should leave your bills home and not bring them to church. You should bring your trust and faith, and God will pay them for you. He'll pay them for you. Not only that, that's just a small percentage, but there's other things that old Satan comes in. When the word of the Lord goes forth, like it's been forth in several services, and God's power, the anointing, goes forth, there's two things that happen. You're either whipped down by the devil because you didn't take advantage of it, or the word of God has corrected you in such a way you're a downer. See? Now watch out! There's two things happening there. Both of them can get you. The thing to do, you know, you're sons of God if you take the correction of the word. But did you ever read what you were if you couldn't? Starts with a B, Paul said. How many of you ever read that in the Bible? Amen. We mentioned that the other night a little bit. And I won't get into that. That's what Paul said. And that's exactly right. Two things happen. Either Satan just beats up on you afterwards, or then the word of God has corrected in such a way that you don't feel good about it. And you're a downer, you see. Boy, the Lord, I know him. He told me that as plain. He said, you run into the downer spirit. When I spoke the word, it come back to meet me. When I spoke in power and worked miracles, it come back to meet me. But you know what? He got the victory over every one of them people and them Pharisees that were around there. And they tried to bring that in on him, and he cut it with that razor sharp, powerful sword. The word of God. How many of you believe that? I don't live in that. Satan is causing that, even in the church elect body today. Yeah, this tape is going to help people all over the country, because sometimes he just gives them a blues. They just wish they'd just gone or something like that. Old Satan, see, trying to get in there, and when they could maybe witness to somebody the next hour, the next day. So watch him. He'll cause it in every way that he can here. You see, you get it once in a while, but all the time you must take a measure. You see, debt can get it on you. Satan, suddenly he can bring a sickness on you. Suddenly he can give you pain. Suddenly your friends can turn on you. And he starts working pains and sickness. And all of a sudden, you'll think there's no way out. And he'll paint that thing where there's a bottomless pit for you that you'll never get out. Satan will tell you that. Well, I tell you what, there isn't anything too hard for God. Always remember that in your heart. All things are possible to him that believeth. I believe that with all my heart. And so, see, listen to this. And so he starts to work on those things in your mind. And you drag it back. You see, instead of coming with joy, and this boy here this morning didn't know nothing Curtis didn't about this sermon. He didn't know anything. And I think he maybe have felt this why he brought that in there this morning, because I've not discussed it with him. I don't know anything about it, but it came in there. Now, see, the real downer. The downer. Jesus said, there goes the downer. I saw him. He went down. Later in the Bible, it said he went down again. In Revelation 12, he went down to the earth. He got stuck up in the atmosphere. Finally, he was in the flesh, leading the people of the earth. The great downer that was cast down, the Bible said. And when you look in the heavens, it saw a star falling to the bottomless pit. See, always down. Angels falling in there. The great downer coming in there. Then at the end of the age, read 12, where he goes on down. At the end of the change age, even the elect will be confronted with this here low down, downer spirit. That'll get a hold of them and ruin their life if they yield to it. But the Lord Jesus said, I shall lift up a standard. That spirit is a mental spirit, and he'll get a hold of you and drag you down. And you know, even the doctor says, you know, this kind of a downer gets a hold of such a way to create mental diseases, and other things can take place occurring in there. Jesus answered them this way. And he said here, and he said in John 8, chapter 8 here, he said in 23, he said, and he said unto them,
Ye are from beneath.
I am from above.
Ye are of the world. I am not of the world. Right away he said, I'm from above. I'm not down.
I'm from above. You're the one that's down, he told them Pharisees and everybody else that was listening there. And then he said this. In John 13:13, it says here, and this will cause rebellion, I guess, in there. Because in 13:13 here in John. Ye call me Master and Lord. And you say, well, for I am Master and Lord. How many of you believe that? Downer spirit hit him. Downer hit him in there. So he knows how to set it on fire and get him out of his way so he can get his work done. Oh, you call me Lord and Master and you've done well. Look at these I am. He said, I am. And then the other one down here, he says, John 9:5, as long as I am, the other one up here, I am from above. He said, I am on the next one down here when we got to reading it here. I am the resurrection and the life, he says here. You call me Master, I am. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And he told Moses, I am that I am, because later I'm going to use that quite a bit in front of the Jews. How many of you are with me? The very burning bush, God in mortal flesh standing there, the God prophet. And boy, he told me the downer spirit came. You know, it's going to take down everything that he preached. Take down that power. Take down and tear it down. They tore themselves up, saith the Lord, and I went up. How many of you believe that? Exactly right. Boy, he's coming to take... He's out there in that world. He's out there in them churches. He's everywhere he's going. He's going to try to get the elect body and all the way through there. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, now, they said, blasphemes. He'd been around all that time. He's not yet 50 years old. He's a little over his 30s here. Says, poor Abraham was there. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. I am the door. See, he leaves it, there's no way out. He leaves it that he is the one. And when you find out in your heart and really believe who Jesus is, the downer Satan, the downer spirit has a hard time of working you over. How many of you believe that? You can receive or you can reject, saith the Lord, but the truth is being spoken. I believe that with all of my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you know, we go on down through here, the downer. Satan, he went down and he's going down and he's going to take everything down with him when he goes. And that's what he's trying to do. He's not satisfied that him and a third of the angels are going down and it went down from heaven. He's not satisfied. But everything on this earth that's going to listen to him, he's going down and he's going to take everything with him when he goes down, he thinks in there. He has no respect of persons and that's what his job is. And he's trying to cut away. Saw his way in to the elect body of Christ. He's trying to sow in there and spread that kind of plague and that kind of disease. But the Bible said that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And the power of God is your strength in the Holy Spirit. He is the rest. He is the comfort in all of these things here. Now, and Jesus went down into hell once. And he went down in there. But you know what? He witnessed, and he went out of there as quick as he could, and then it said he went up. How many of you believe that? He didn't stay in that long. He went down, and then he went up as a witness to them. He burst hell wide open in there, and he went on up in there. You know, we are eagles according to the Scripture, and an eagle is an upper bird. He is an upper, a prophet's called that, and they're the upper, the eagle. And the Bible said we sit in heavenly places, and I bear them out like eagles. And they wanted a downer spirit out there in the wilderness, and they got it, see. But he bear them out on eagle's wings. It's often used in the Bible there and so forth like that. Job, I can see how that Job would get a downfall spirit. And Satan was involved in it. And Job kept getting down, and his friends helped him go deeper down. His family at first, and every which way he went down. He was going down. And Job was tacked and he went down, and finally the Lord began to testify to Job, and he talked to him, and Job listened too. And you know what? The next thing you know, he went up, and he began to get up, and he began to get up, and though God slay me, I'll still trust him, and when I come forth, I'll come forth as pure gold. And he kept going higher, and he passed all of his friends. He went on up higher, and he passed up Satan. But then in Job, he said, His excellency shall be brought down like dung when it hits the ground down there, he told old Lucifer. And then the Bible said that he turned the captivity, that means Satan had a hold of him, he turned the captivity of Job into a multiple mega blessings from the Most High God that we've never seen. He can do that for you too. Now remember, these things try to get a hold of people. They try to get a hold of the ones that God wants to use, the ones that God's want to witness with. He's going to do it. He's trying to block your faith. And then the time that you get like that, and then right when you need a miracle, you're blocked. Sometimes now, there is a providential act in it. I've seen that also. But many times, it's because you've gotten such a thing, you can hardly raise you up. And this powerful gift to break back all that annoying, you know, it gets tired from you over and over. You see, you bust that thing. What the Lord wants you to do is to hold on to what he's speaking, and as much as possible, believe after you're healed and hold it. How many of you believe that? It's exactly right. That's exactly right. And he come along there to tell me that he had faced those things, see, and he faced in there and so forth. And then Jonah, Jonah run from God. And he went down into the Joppa, down into Tyre, down in there, and he kept on going down the ship, and found they threw him out, and he went on down. And boy, when he got down there in the downer, he was in a downer. Then he began to write kind of proverb psalms to the Lord. And he began to sing unto the Lord. The next thing you know, Jonah, even old Jonah, yeah, he went up. And he blasted out of there on the ground that they couldn't even hold him in there. You know what? They told God, I'll do some witnessing that I'm supposed to do now, the Great Commission. And I'll go forth, Lord, and I'll tell them what you told me to tell them in that spirit. And he went right on up, but he got out of that spot for a moment by doing what God said there. And he was witnessing in there for a moment. Somebody said, you know, maybe he's just talking about me. If you need it, I am. Amen. But you know what? It happened to the prophets too, and it can happen. Moses, he got a down spirit. He got a downer spirit, and he disobeyed the Lord, and he smote that rock twice, and the Lord told him not to do that. The Lord even accounted as partly unbelief nearly on that old boy, and even a great prophet, because he'd done that against the Lord. He got so down with those people, they had a downer spirit, and it finally got a hold of him. And he went down with them nearly. And the Most High God came on his side there and helped him out of that. For a moment, it cost him. God says, you'll not surely go in, but by divine providence anyway. But if I was to allow you to go over there, you wouldn't have made it now. But it's by divine providence that I'm not. And the other one will take him in there. And those downers will not go in. They'll remain. And Joshua will take in a new generation. They'll cross over in there. And Elijah momentarily, that great prophet with so much faith and power, he had kept running into these false prophets and the do-gooders in there that was trying to claim Christianity, and the veiled prophets, and no matter what he said, it didn't make any difference. He couldn't lift them up. He couldn't do nothing for them. Finally, he got to thinking after he did call down all of that fire on the veiled prophets, and all that took place. And afterwards, it just seemed like he couldn't see what he wanted to see. And Jezebel was now going to kill him, and he got a downer spirit from that mob. And boy, he cut out through there. It wasn't the same as when he prayed for that rain and jumped up in joy. And he cut out through there, but because God had instilled so much faith in that old prophet, man, old Satan couldn't take him down because he was stored up like that oil. Boy, he kept it running. He had it in there. But for a moment, momentarily, and then he caught himself. Went 40 days and nights with the Lord, and he spoke to him at that cave there. But momentarily, Elijah, Gideon the same way, momentarily. And through the Bible, the prophets, Paul, momentarily one time, and it got a hold of him in such a way that he just shut off everything. And Paul's an active man, and he just, activity all the time, he just shut down. And he sought the Lord three different times for that thing was dragging him down. And the Lord told him, he said, my grace is sufficient, Paul. You're going to find out why that I've allowed all this oppression and all of these tests and trials and all the things that you're suffering, Paul. My grace is going to carry you through. And boy, it did. He went all the way through there. For a moment, Paul said, and you know what? Even on that ship that was sinking in there, he had a better spirit. He had a joy. And he just spread out on that island out there and healed them people. And he went to full distance with God. And you can do the same thing, but don't let Satan drag you down. He was the original downer. And boy, he's going down, down, and the next stop is hell and lake of fire over in there. He's going to drag every spirit like that. He's going to drag it right on down in there with him and so forth like that. They went down. You know, Abraham went on to Egypt, and he got a little problem on his hand. He got a downer spirit down in there for a moment. And see, these prophets, you look around out there in that Bible, he's giving us lessons one way and another for the whole group. And like I said the other night, the Lord brought that. You said, well, you know, God spoke audibly to Noah and even Adam. God spoke audibly, you know, to Moses and all right. Yeah, but if you look about knowing a few more of those in the Bible, sometimes just a few words is all's ever said to some, and now Moses got quite a bit and so forth like that in a few words. And the Lord turned right back and he said, I spoke to my people, you people today, more than all of them put together. This is the same what God spoke to them. It's written down here. Only we got much more than each one of them got. There's not a person here today that doesn't get more of the Word of God than any of the prophets that are listed in this Bible here. How many of you believe that? Because they didn't have it. They only had a short pieces that they were speaking and what was being done. So the Lord said, you've gotten more. I've spoken to you more than anybody else in the history of the prophetic office or in the offices of the prophets and the apostles in there and so forth. And he got down in there, you know, and he went down to Egypt. He had his problems, but he healed Abimelech's house. A good thing to come out of Abimelech's house, or what is Abimelech's house, and got out of there finally and got up. But he got in trouble, see, with it there. But finally, the Lord answered his prayer, and he come on out of there. And Abraham, the great prophet there for a subterfuge one time, too, but he got out of it. Now, and Jacob got in those problems, too. You talk about a spirit hit him one time when he worked 7 years for that one girl that he wanted so bad. And then he had to go 7 more years and take one he didn't really, you know. It was all right with him for the one there. And boy, you know, Jacob, but he got out of it. Jacob finally wrestled with God until he got that old blessing on him, crippled out of there. And you know, when Joseph disappeared, boy, he had the best. He had to really, I don't know how Jacob stood it without dying because of that little boy leaving him. And when Joseph was gone there, he finally got in that spirit. But I'll tell you what, boy, he held on to the Lord. And I'll tell you what, he finally got the most joy. He couldn't contain the joy when he finally got to see Joseph again after all those years. You know, it was just bubbling over. Man, it was hard to even keep him from going, amen, into heaven or wherever it was at there. See, he come out of it. And they cast old Joseph down to be a downer, throwed him in prison to be a downer. But I can guarantee you one thing, he come up on top. He come out of there. And every one of you in there, you get in your problems, you get in your trouble, you can sew up and ensnare yourself in so many problems. Pretty soon, you're like in quicksand. You're in mud. You're like sinking. You can't get out of there. Cut the line quick and cut it away. Amen. Get loose from that thing. And get the joy of the Lord in your heart there. Anybody that can hear this message and can't retain it, I don't even believe you've been born yet. God, Lord. Amen. Lord bless your heart. I wonder where that comes from. But you know, there is no time and space with God. Of course, if you hear me, you have been, but that's just like you hadn't got your senses. It hadn't come yet to you. You may be here, but they haven't quite arrived yet. But this is God, and you want to tell it because he's the one that spoke to me to go into this right here. And I took down notes and everything like that. And so Abraham, he learned to stay on the hill, upper. And Lot, he looked down there and he told him, well, you go which way you want to go. Next thing you know, Lot chose the great cities, the well-watered plains, with plenty of money, plenty of everything down there. And Abraham had more than most of them. And he went on down through there. And all he got out of it, Lot did, is a headache, man, that he couldn't shake. Ooh, he got, and Lot went down. It's the lowest a point of sea level on this earth down there. Abraham was a higher up over here, and he went down in Sodom, and when he did, he had nothing but headaches, and finally he drug out of there, but I don't think he ever quite got out of the downer that he got into. The providence of God is the only hope that he will have there, and that's exactly right. So he went down, and you know, in David's life in the Psalms, we see ever so often that the devil would put a downer spirit on David, but he had seen Saul with that spirit. And he had to play on his harp one time. That was a downer spirit that would kill you even. Boy, he had a down spirit on him, and he was unhappy and so forth like that. And he saw that. And David played the harp with anointing that was upon him and delivered that spirit from Saul for a while. And that spirit left him in there. So David remembered that. But every once in a while, the devil mad at him. But the victories and things that he brought to the Lord God, and he gave credit to the Lord for the victories too, and not like others, but he gave the credit where it belongs there. And every once in a while, the devil would try to come along and give him a downer spirit. Some of his men would, something would happen, or the devil would do something there. But he learned to sing his way out of that. He learned to get out of those downer spirits. And he would get out of that by praising God. He would be up on top again. How many of you believe that? And God could use him. If he went down in the spirit, then he God couldn't use him no more. See, he was gone. Job would have went on down. He would have been through. And the prophet Elijah would have stepped in that spirit. He'd have been through. And Moses would have been finished in there. They come on out of there. And God dealing with his people there. He said, I am from above. Amen. You're from below. Beneath, he said, the way he said it in there. So forth. And so then he went up there and he said, just see, he went on. He got his way out. And David did not. Now, Satan thought, She had Jesus on a downer. He could see his head. He could see his eyes. He could see his face. He could see him being rejected. He saw what he had done to him. He thought he had finished him off finally. And he put a downer on him, he thought, on Jesus at the cross. When he reached the cross, and Satan said, he put a downer on him at the cross. But you know what happened? Jesus don't stay very long in those kind of spirits. You know that? Amen. He blasted back that grave and blowed it apart. And he come out of there by the Spirit of God. There was no downer spirit around him. He was in full joy, and Satan was still the downer. He tried to make out that everybody else was a downer. He tried to make out Jesus was a downer. But you know what? He went right back where it belonged, saith the Lord, to Satan himself. I saw him fall down, see? Downer. Taking everything with him. He ain't through falling, yet he's going on through, boy, and he's going on down. Finally wind up in the lake of fire over in there, and he's going on down through. Now, he is attacking the church on this earth. And he's attacking the elect. Something that God is going to do. Evidently, there will be more persecution to get rid of some of these things that is attacking the elect body of Christ. And some of those that are not yet in the elect body of Christ will come into the elect body of Christ. There'll be evidently mixed with miracles will be persecution upon the earth, because it seems it takes that to pull them out of the doldrums to get them just exactly where they'll listen and do just exactly what God says. But it's all in his divine hands. And we're reaching that hour where he's going to raise up that standard now. Because old Satan has just went about as far as he's going to go, ranting and raving with the elect people of God. He's got a lot further to go out there with the world, I'll say that. He's going to drag them on in deeper until finally they're finally going to believe he's God. And he is a counterfeit if you ever saw one. I mean, he's from below. He's not from above. Amen. And originally created, we don't know where God created him, but I think he was down there below somewhere. Well, you know Adam was created below. The Bible said in place in the garden. Oh, sure, that's in the Bible. We know that. David wrote about that and so forth. And it's in different places in the Bible. But he wound up there in heaven, you see. See, he knew more about running heaven than God did. That was his theory. You know, he's a smart guy, you know. He had all the answers. And a third of them believed that he could run it the way that it would work better. Well, you can't tell God which way to run his business. How many of you believe that? And that's a lesson to us on this earth. And I certainly don't try to tell him. If he gives me something to preach, whether it hurts, whether it costs me, it don't make any difference about it. Lose friends, I know that I'm right. It may hurt some, but I know that I'm right. And I'm going to preach that word. And someday, that word will come back and meet me. And I believe that instead of all these lies. How many of you believe that in false doctrines? I want the word of God. You receive the word of God as it is preached from the Lord. And that word of God will not return void. And when you listen and receive the word of God, he'll come back and meet you, and he'll say, come up hither with the voice of an archangel and the sound of a trumpet. The word will come right back to him. False doctrine, made up stuff, make belief, and all of that out in there that they've got, it won't go nowhere. I'm from above, ye are from beneath. So they thought Jesus was down, you know, but he went up. And they saw him in Acts 1:11, 8 through 1:11, Acts 1. And they saw Jesus go up. And two witnesses with him in a cloud. And he went up. And Satan was the downer. How many of you believe that? He had failed. He had failed and had all the opportunity in this world. He had a trumped up charge. Jesus was not even guilty and he couldn't do it. He failed to stop his miraculous miracles that are continuing to this day. He failed to stop the salvation that the Lord put upon this world and is still continuing this day. And these downer spirits, and you know it'll start with worry. Maybe sometimes your children, maybe sometimes your family, it'll be starting this way or that way. It'll be on your job. It may start in your debt. It may start any way that you can think of. But Satan gets it start and he goes to work, and finally he'll try to pull you on down with him. But he's trying to do that to the church, and it can start. It can happen to anybody, but if it keeps happening, you better take measures, see, and praise your way out of it and come up before the Most High God with a proper heart and attitude. And I guarantee you one thing, you'll run into the sparks of the Word of God that'll help you. I believe that with all of my heart. And Satan, see, with all of that, with all that he had, with at his disposal, even one of the disciples betrayed Jesus. He was a downer, see. Jesus couldn't help him because he didn't want any help. He never did get any help. He was one predestined, see, and he couldn't in there, and he didn't. And with even one of the disciples, even all the Pharisees, even all the courts, even the Roman armies come in there for a while behind him. With all of that, he should have won the victory. But he's not smart enough to win the victory, saith the Lord. How many of you believe that?
He lost every opportunity because Satan is mad. And he goes off into what you call fits and things. He could not control him own self, nor the demon powers that were after Jesus. And one trap after another he set for Jesus. Jesus was able to untrap that. And you too can do the same thing, saith the Lord. You cannot be trapped by him because I have given you the key to the kingdom of God. You have the keys. I am the door. Old Satan can't cross into the door because Jesus is the door. And one after another, he laid those snares for Jesus. And he should have with all that behind him, but he couldn't win. You know why? Because Jesus was truth. Jesus stayed with his faith. Jesus stayed with the words that he spoke. He stayed right with that. He never altered to the left nor to the right, but he stayed right in that word, and Satan couldn't beat him. And he didn't beat him either. That's because he stuck to his job plan and the plan of the ages. And when he stuck with it, he knew. In the beginning, Jesus knew he was defeated even before I come. I've got him, because I'm going to follow through what my word says. So he got him in there, and he went, got it, see. He went up. Jesus went up. Now, see, Satan, the downer spirit, and Jesus is the uplifting spirit. How many of you believe that? He is the uplifting spirit, and Jesus will lift you up. And he is. He's going to give us a powerful anointing of faith, because great persecution is not finished upon this earth. And the sinners and the unbelievers and the ungodly that Enoch run into and that the different prophets run into will face the elect as a test. But with this strong anointing and the strong translative power that's coming upon us to make the change even before it comes, it'll grow in such force on us till finally it will reach a peak and your body will glorify right there and you standing there. I'm telling you, it is coming. And at the split moment, you'll see Jesus in the heavens right there. And you look around now, and those that love God that died will be standing all around you, ready to go up with you. And it wouldn't hurt my feelings any if some of them would get out of there a little early and help instruct this bunch a little bit. How many of you believe that?
Boy, aren't you going a little too far?
No. But Jesus at the cross, after Jesus was died and was rent and all that took place, it said there was some of them got out of the graves and witnessed to them and then left. How many of you believe that? And they went on up, I guess, where Jesus had a place with a thief in them, and the thief and all said, "This grave shalt thou be with me in paradise." That's exactly right. So he didn't spend too long much time in hell. He was down there. And they got out of there, and it said, and they witnessed. You can read that in Matthew. You look it up. It'll get the words. And I don't know the exact scripture on it. I've got so many scriptures. But it's in there in Matthew is where you'll find it at. And so he took those out, up. And all the thief at the cross that gave his heart to Jesus went on up there. And so we find out all of God, his anointing, is to lift you up. And if you know how to stay in the right spirit, you'll have your test. There'll be days that you have joy and, oh, you know you've got him whooped for good and you're going to ride on high, and old Satan will have something now. He'll have something, and he'll try to get that down on you, boy, any way that he can and steal that victory. Well, he might get it for a moment. The prophets fell heir to it. You might get it for a moment, but I'll guarantee you one thing. If you believe like I do, or believe like these scriptures said, before you get through with him, if he makes you for a moment, you're going to give him a big headache. How many of you believe that? He might think it over twice before he comes back to you again. So, fear, worry, and all of these things, and oppression clouded over the nations and over the church, trying to draw them in that cloud and getting them in there into the dark cloud, drawing them in there. But he'll not make it. For the Lord said that he's going to gather his own aside and pull them back. And he's going to prepare them. And that right now on the earth, the latter in the form of rain that is promised upon this earth, he's getting busy now. He's getting ready to go to those Jews pretty soon over in there, the 144,000 and the major prophets that will stand. It's going to come to pass soon. But we're right now in that transition. We're in that period of transaction to where it won't be long until that type of anointing that's going to prepare the church is going to do it. And he said, "Behold, I come quickly too." It'll be done suddenly. It'll be done quickly. And that church will unite. It'll be just a miracle. It'll be so miraculous you never seen anything like. You know, one time in the Bible, all of a sudden, all the disciples were dispersed. And they were scattered in every direction. They didn't know which way to turn or what to do. And the next thing that we know, within 50 days' time or less than that, even less than that, the day of Pentecost, the next thing we know, all the disciples, they got back except to one
which was chosen to do what he did, I guess, the perdition there, all of them all of a sudden come back together. Boy, that was quick. And everyone, all of a sudden, there were 120 in the room. And the Holy Ghost fell upon them, all of a sudden. See? And it looked like, they said, hey, the disciples are so dismantled and scattered. You call that the body of God? Why, there, I saw one running this way and one running that way. One of them denying him, they're just running that way. They don't know. But you know what? When it come time for the Lord to do that, it was a quick, short work. And just a little time, boy, they met back together. And boy, we know what is Pentecost. And we know what went out of there. And revival spread worldwide from that. And Paul carried it on into Rome. So, at the end of the age, you may think the church is short. You may think this and you may think the disheveled. You may think one way or the other that they're scattered and so forth like that. He has got a way. And, you know, nature can be scattered. And all of a sudden, they gather up and they're gone. And they fly south. Away from the cold. All of a sudden, that body is going to seal together and be bonded completely. And then they're going. We're at that hour right now. So Jesus told us, the downer, if you're not careful, we'll try to get you. And him, ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for I am. How many of you believe that? Yeah, they said. Yeah. They said. You know, when he said he was Lord and Master, he said, look, he's dead. He's dead on a cross up there. Yeah, but in just a little while, them earthquakes begin to hit in there and that light began to flash. And I'll tell you one thing, he was Lord and Master. Can you say amen? He proved he was God coming out of there. You destroy this body and I'll raise her up, boys, in just a little while. Come on, stand to your feet there. God is great. What you want is an upper spirit. You're eagles. You sit in heavenly places. There's only a while that Satan can bop you down. And don't listen to him about staying down. A good fighter gets up as quick as he can, and you know that as well as I know it. And many times, they've gone on to win the fight sometimes in there. And you will win the fight because Jesus proved that Satan will fail with you just like he failed with him because he's already paved the way and give us the faith. Let's give the Lord Jesus a real joyful spirit. Let us praise him. If you've got torment, and you're tormented out in there, and you need the Lord Jesus, and you want to come to Jesus, you only need one name, and that's the Lord Jesus. So don't, when you get there, tell him you didn't know how many names to find. You only have to find one. That's the Lord Jesus. And when you get out of them doldrums, and you get this spirit of joy in you, then God is going to take you on. It'll be a new life, a new creation for you. Let's praise him this morning, and get back in here, and these services, and... Oh, let's just get her rolling. Can't you feel it rolling there? Let the wheels of God roll right over Satan. Amen. Come on now and praise him.
Wow! Thank you, Jesus.